Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specialises in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. While most people were spending the new year celebrating, perhaps surrounded by joviality and fireworks and all the familiar rituals of midnight madness, so wonderful at new year, I chose instead to use the changing of the years quite differently. I had to put my thinking cap on because I wanted to see if I could make my 2026 more productive in some ways than 2025. In other words, I wanted the future self that meets me at the gateway between 2026 and 2027 to be completely delighted and glad that the things that I set out to achieve in the months leading up to New Year 2027, well, that they all got ticks in their respective boxes. I thought about 2025, mostly good on reflection, not much to complain about, but there were some regrets that I ended the year with too. Regret is one of those really heavy energies, isn't it? I made a choice to accept that although those opportunities might have passed by for 2025, I still could give myself the opportunity to ensure 2026 wasn't the same. I feel really good about most of 2025, as I said. Most of the things that I set out to achieve and do, whether it was making a flourless, almost keto cake that tasted fabulous, or completing my first water-only fasts, travelling to Singapore and Vietnam, going to exhibitions in London, like the amazing Cartier exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum, up-levelling my health and fitness, working on getting to bed on time. Well, with these things, I did really well. There's a genuine satisfaction, isn't there, in looking back over the year just passed and seeing real evidence of your own capability and capacity of promises that you kept to yourself, isn't there? But there's also quite a trench of things that I did do, but it feels like I didn't do them well enough, or I didn't do enough of them, or I didn't get to do them at all. These are the spaces where potential lived, but never really came to life. These are the echoes of what could have been in 2025. The half-started projects that were left abandoned, the conversations I never got to have, the experiences that I set aside waiting for some imaginary future or amount of money that never quite materialised. I don't want to come across as melancholy with this because that's not what this is about. I'm just being honest. I'm being very human. Much worked out for me and some things did not. But some of the things that passed me by, I think I would have really enjoyed, and in some ways I regret that I didn't get to experience them. I have a practice every New Year's Eve, and I intentionally sit and I write down, I make a list, a wish list of all of the things that I would have really loved to have done during the previous year, but somehow didn't get around to doing. So those wishes were left unfulfilled. This wasn't in order to make me feel bad. I don't do it to punish myself in any way or to chastise myself. It's actually a bit of an audit. It helps me to really clarify things that are important to me wherever I am in my life. And it's a sort of very gentle accounting of where my energy flowed during the year for whatever reason and where it didn't. I want to know how I invested my time and which investments I wanted that actually turned out to get sidetracked. So I make that list of all the things I wish I had done in 2025, and then looking through the list, I make a choice of the things on the list, the wish list, that I would really like to make then a priority in 2026. And that's either things that I did that I thoroughly enjoyed or things that I think I would have thoroughly enjoyed but didn't get a chance to do. So cool. It's really redemptive. And then on New Year's Day, I send this list to the people I love the most in the world, and I let them know that this is what I would love to be doing in 2026, and if any of them are interested in joining in with me, then please let me know. And then we can get our heads together and get some dates in the diary and make it happen. And I've been doing this now for, God, at least a decade. I love it. I love that this turns a dream of mine into a clearer intention, and then it becomes a real possibility, and at the same time it invites other people to share in my adventures and tales of daring do with me. The wish list itself is wonderfully varied. It can change whenever you want it to, depending on where you are in your life. So it'll be wonderfully human and absolutely right for you every single year, in every season of your life. So what's my wonderfully human list this year? Well, I won't tell you everything on the list, because some of it's really private and personal to my kids, to my husband, to my closest friends. But there are things that I would really like to do, and I find the idea really inspiring. So I'd like to go to a blacksmith's forge and make a singing bowl, and then I'd like to be able to use the singing bowl. I think that would be really special to do. I'd like to design and produce and sell my own deck of oracle cards. Many people have said to me over the years, I wish you'd make a deck of oracle cards, future self energetics oracle cards. And I think I'm finally on my way with that. That's definitely on my list. I'd like to have a summer picnic in the evening at an outdoor concert. And I'd like to be invited to speak at an event or a conference of some kind. And I'd like to invite some people, perhaps people with cancer, to come and work with me to see if my hunch about the underlying energetics that creates a cancer matrix might have some foundation. I'd like to launch a course on how to use a crystal ball for divination. I intend to start a YouTube channel. I want to perfect some recipes and make a family recipe book to share next Christmas with people. And I want to swim. I love to swim, and I haven't been swimming in ages. And so the list goes on. And so it's a list of everything. I don't put it under categories or headings. I just think, oh, it'd be really nice to do this. Maybe what I'll try and do is choose some vegetables that I have no idea how to grow or what they'd even look like or whether I'd even like them. Maybe I'll set aside a part of my garden this year, and my intention will be find something crazy and grow it. Maybe what I could do is invite my family to nominate certain seeds that sound particularly bonkers, and then we could do that together. So I have this extensive wish list, and many things, such as the things I've told you about and more, are on that list. And what I really love is inviting others to look at my list, because inevitably, at some stage, they will become really inspired to create a list of their own. And then with a bit of luck, they'll share it with me and invite me to take part in some of the things that they would really love to do. So as well as making this wish list, this year I have chosen to do something a little bit different.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I have a practice every New Year's Eve to intentionally write down, to make a list, a wish list if you like, of all the things that I would have really loved to have done during the previous year, but somehow didn't get around to doing. And this isn't in order to make me feel bad or to punish myself in any way. It's actually a bit of an audit. That's the way I think about it. And what it does is it clarifies really important things for me in my mind. It's a kind of an accounting of where my energy did flow and where it didn't, what I invested my time in and what investment got sidetracked. So I make a list, a big list actually, of things that I wish I'd done in 2025, and then I make a selection from that list. What are the things that I fully intend to make a commitment, make a priority of in 2026? So I sat on New Year's Eve with a big A2 sized wall planner. I don't usually do this, but I decided this year that as well as making my list, I was actually going to take my practice a step further. So on this particular wall planner were the days and months for the entire year of 2026. And then using some coloured tapes, I marked out the most important things to me. And that was to be able to do water fasting and focus on myself and my health, to be able to work and offer my therapies, and it was also to enable me to have some space for pure potentiality, to do those things that perhaps suddenly become inspiring to me, or to have the time and the space to do some things on the list that had I had more time, more availability, more spontaneity, that would have been able to do those in 2025. So what I was really doing, I suppose, rather than just putting down birthdays and weekend trips and things like that, this year I wanted to approach this in an entirely different way. I wanted to set aside as many days as possible for me first. It's not that I'm not thinking of other people, but what I want to do is set aside the days that are important for me to have first, so that for the things that I would have done in 2025, if I'd set enough days aside, that I'd get to do them. The idea was to create these containers of time, and rather than filling in straight away what I was going to do in them, I didn't do that. I just wanted to create set aside empty containers within which life could then happen. So first I set aside in blue, using my blue tape, all the days for the entire year that I would be water fasting. Yes, you heard that right, water fasting. For around 36 or more hours every week, I like to water fast. I begin Sunday night after dinner at around 6 o'clock, and I'm then only on either hot, cold or tepid water right the way through until the following Tuesday morning, or whenever on the Tuesday that I want to stop. Every week, a water fast. This is something I've tried a few times and my body loves it. It seems to really suit me. There's no reason medically why I shouldn't be doing it. And because I want to trust my body's intelligence and I want to boost my energy levels and my longevity, this is a really easy way for me to do this. I researched, I read a lot, I thought about it. You know, is this going to be safe for me at my age and in the condition I'm in? And then when everything seemed to be coming back, yes, it would be fine, I then took the plunge, no pun intended. It was hell on earth the first time, I will be honest with you, but absolutely transformational and progressively easier every time afterwards. So for the whole of 2026 then, I begin my week aiming for as many of the 52 that are available as I can with a very simple water fast. So all of those were now marked on my wall planner in blue. I then marked out all the weeks I wanted to devote to boosting my potential, the courses I want to invent, the projects I want to get off the ground, the study for my personal development, things that could ignite my inventiveness, all important time with people and time spent doing things I love and time spent with the people I love. There's more, of course, but this gives you a flavour of what I'm doing. So I then took my green tape and marked out all the weeks in 2026, that I'm committing to boosting my potential. Green, the colour of growth and possibility. And then we come to orange. All the time I set aside for client work and therapy sessions, the days that will hold my professional life and allow me to serve others in the way that is so important to me. I went through the entirety of the year and using my orange tape, I created those containers as well. Blue days, green days, orange days. And by the time I got to 10 p.m. in the evening, 2 hours before Big Ben started to strike, I had the entire year taped out. Now, usually the next thing would be to start filling in all the blue spaces, filling in all the green spaces and the orange spaces. But you know what? I didn't do it. I didn't write down what I was going to do, just what I wanted space for. I was creating space for meaningful things. To fill in the calendar at this point would have been to condense and fill up all of that potential space. And there was something about it that I just felt, no, I don't want to do that. I had a real resistance to it. What I wanted to do, though, was to go further. And so I left the A3 planner where it was and I turned to separate pieces of paper because I wanted to create a very simple system to live by. So first, I knew that I could divide the whole year into four different phases, each of around 90 days. All right, January to March, April to June, July to September, October to December. Four sets, 90 days. And I could see that there were four types of things from my list that seemed to be really important to me. So to prevent the types of regrets that I could feel on New Year's Eve 2026, I wanted to make sure that I built a lot of my year around these four things. Now, yours might be different, but these are the four that I chose. The things on my wish list seem to be around my health, my wealth, fulfilling my potentiality, and also the happiness of myself and those around me. These are all really important to me. So in each of these 90-day phases, I wanted to make sure that I was building in choices and habits that would really enable me to succeed and to boost my health, my wealth, potentiality, and happiness. So 4 sets of 90 days, focusing each 90 days on something relating to health and wealth and potentiality and happiness. And I decided I would choose 3 things for my health each 90 days and 3 things for my wealth each 90 days, 3 things for my potentiality and the potentiality of those around me, and 3 also for my and their happiness. 4 phases, each roughly 90 days in 2026, and each phase filled with things that consistently focus on the most important parts of my life and the lives of those around me. And at the end of the year, if I can stay on this pathway, it must lead to the best ever future self that I know is waiting for me at the end of this year. You see, 90 days, I think, is long enough to create real change. It's long enough to start to see real results and to build new habits and to complete projects that you start. But it's also short enough that it doesn't feel endless if it's not a good fit for you. And you can commit to 90 days of almost anything, I think. And you can see the finishing line from the very start point too. And that's always good for me. So this year, I'm using this system. And the idea is that I want a system, not a target. And I want experiments, not goals. And I will stick to these things for 90 days. And after that, if I don't like it, then it's fine to stop. And I think if it's too rigid, though, I'll always fail. So I have to have a container, but not a straitjacket. I think that's what I'm trying to say. You see, targets and goals, they imply that we know exactly what success looks like before we even begin. And if it's not something that's on target, then it's not going to be successful. Targets imply that the end point can only result in achievement or failure. It's very binary, black and white. Systems and experiments, though, they feel to me to have a bit of mischief and magic in them. It has a curiosity in them that feeds my soul. They assume that what we're setting out to do and we're setting aside time for will allow us to experiment and learn and grow as we go. And they allow for discovery of how to make something happen rather than setting out a clearly laid plan that loses its allure quickly. Well, it does for me anyway. And instead of a chore, it then becomes a magical exploration. Instead of starting at the beginning and looking ahead and knowing the path ahead, what happens is you look at the end of the 90 days, you look back over the previous 90 days, and it shows you how you managed to arrive there, how you were an explorer. And so instead of saying, how should I achieve this? Instead, you end up asking, I wonder what could happen if I did this for 90 days. And then you just simply focus then on doing whatever it is to move yourself forward. 3 things for health, 3 for wealth, 3 for pure potentiality, 3 for happiness. All split between all the days in blue, orange and green in a simple, single 90-day period. So that's what I'm going to try this year. Let's try it. And let's watch what happens. I wonder what could happen if you did this too. If each one of us committed to doing something like this, and then we wrote down in our diary 30 minutes every morning for that 90 days so that we could chart our thoughts and our experiences, that would be something to read, wouldn't it? I wonder what could happen if, for example, each one of us reached out to one person that we truly admire every week for that 90 days, and we let them know why we admired them so much. I wonder what could happen if we each spent 15 minutes, whatever the weather, every Sunday afternoon, just sitting in nature. The question itself for me is really energizing. It's kind of playful and I love that. And it removes the weight of having to know the outcome in advance. You know the outcome at the finishing line, and it sets you up for the experience. I wonder what it will feel like to record something for YouTube, I think to myself. I wonder who it could help if I could unlock a health problem for them. I can do what I like, as long as I commit to whatever that thing is for 90 days. You know, to give it the best chance of working, to show a commitment on my part, to treat it with the serious attention that it actually deserves. If it doesn't work out in the 90 days, then so be it. I move on. If it does, though, rejoice. What an amazing gift to give myself, and what fun this could be. And when I get distracted, or I tell myself I'm bored already, which is inevitable, I can choose to simply say, no, not yet. We can do that at the end of the 90 days. And I'll add that idea to my list. And then at the end of the 90 days, I can choose from that list whatever I think I'd prefer to do next. Use it a bit like a menu, as a thing to include during the next 90-day phase, but not until this particular phase is complete. I'm going to see where this takes me and let the year flow joyfully this way. Maybe this turns out to be a real genius of a system. I don't know. I hope it could be for you too. And if this resonates with you, if something in your heart really recognises itself in the words that I'm sharing with you today, then perhaps this is also your invitation to try something like this as well.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
I have a practice every New Year's Eve to intentionally write down, make a list, a wish list of all the things that I would have really loved to have done during the previous year, but somehow didn't get around to doing. This isn't in order to make me feel bad or to punish myself or chastise myself in any way. It's actually a bit of an audit, as I've said before. And what it does is it helps me to clarify, prioritise important things in my mind. And I ask myself, what did I invest my time in and what investments got sidetracked? And I make lists of the things I wish I'd done but never got round to doing. And I also, this year, divided the year into 90-day phases. And in each phase, I committed to focusing on the things that mattered most to me. I didn't want any regrets like I felt when New Year's Eve came around. This year, I chose to focus on my health, to focus on my wealth, my potentiality, and my happiness, and also to invite all those people that I love to come and take part in those focuses, if you like. Now, you don't need to use my exact system. It may be that the system I have isn't precisely right for you where you are in your stage of life. You don't need four categories of 90-day phases. You need to find what feels right for you, what structure would support you without constraining you, because the whole idea is to give you freedom and independence. I do feel that there's a principle, though. It's a simplicity in this system, so it could be a good way for you to at least begin. So here, then, are some steps. I invite you to consider these to ensure 2026 fulfills your dearest wishes. First, do what I do. Reflect on the year that has passed. Take some time, perhaps an evening or a quiet morning, and sit with how your previous year, 2025, actually felt. Not what you accomplished, but how it felt in your body, how it feels in your heart. What moments do you really remember with immense joy and satisfaction? Where could you feel that you have regrets or it feels like there's an incompleteness? Write those down and let yourself be honest. And then make a list of the unlived possibilities. You know, what did you want to do but you didn't? What called out to you that you didn't or couldn't answer? It can be big or small. Write them all down. It doesn't matter, even if it is something that you feel is way beyond your reach from where you sit today. Just list it out, because the universe is listening. And then share your list or parts of the list with whoever you would like to share it with. Now, you don't have to share it, but if you choose to, do. Send it to the people you love and that you trust, and tell them this is what you'd like to bring into your year 2026, and invite them to join you where they would love to join in. Ask them also, honour them, ask them to create their own list and let them tell you what's in their list that potentially you might like to join them in doing. What a field of possibility that then creates. I got a planner. I suggest you get one for the entire year as well. And you want to be able to see the whole of the year at one time, but it needs to be slightly bigger than is comfortable. What do I mean by that? If it's something the size of an average A4 piece of paper, that can easily get lost. What you want is something that's big, that won't fit in a drawer, that can't be covered in magazines, something that needs its own space and place out on view. One of the other things about having this type of planner where you can see all the days of the year at once is it helps you understand the shape and the rhythm of what time chunks you're going to be working with and how you assign them. And do it paper-based, as I feel there's something so incredibly powerful about the physical, about seeing time spread out and then having it hung on a wall or placed on a table in front of you. Then you're looking for your rhythms. What are the non-negotiables in your life? Get yourself some marker pens if you like. I bought some transparent coloured tapes because I knew that I would be able to move those if I needed to. And then use those tapes in order to structure, create space for those non-negotiables. Now, for me, if you recall, it was the weekly fasting in order to kickstart my week. But for you, it might be something completely different. It might be the day that you go to the supermarket after you've planned your meals for the week, or it could be a daily meditation or a weekly therapy session, or it could be reading a chapter or two of a thought-provoking book each week. Whatever it is, I would invite you to allocate it a colour and mark those first, because these are your anchor points and the rest of the hours, days and weeks will flow out of these. And divide your year into phases. They don't have to be 90 days, although I do feel 90 days works really well. They could be 6 60-day phases or 3 120-day periods. What matters is that they're long enough to create change and short enough to maintain your focus. The rhythm of a beginning, middle and end repeating throughout the year will create lots of momentum. Now, I chose the categories of health, wealth, potentiality and happiness. Now, you might choose something completely different. You might choose body, relationships or creativity or service or spirit or love or decluttering. It could be travel. It could be any kind of learning. There's no right answer to this. There's only what is true for you. Choose up to 4 of them to work on. You can choose 4 to begin with. And then once you go to a new phase, you can switch to something else. This is so flexible. And then choose your experiments for each of those wonderful categories. What would you like to try for the next 90 days? Remember, this is experimental. It's not a commitment for life. You're going to be asking, I wonder what could happen if. So choose three experiments for each of your categories, no more. Just write them down. And then start your first phase. Just choose a day and show up for the first 90-day set of experiments. You've got your lists, you've written it down, you've allocated the time, you've made the commitment. And at the end of each phase, celebrate the small victories. Maybe you tell your friends what worked, what perhaps still needs a little bit more effort on your part. See what the 90 days teaches you. And after you reflect on it, and you know what worked and what didn't and what surprised you and what you want to continue and what you don't want to do any more of, you then get to choose the next set of experiments for your next phase. It's ever so exciting. So what I'm discovering is that this approach creates both structure that enables the all-important freedom that we all need. It creates commitment, and yet it's really full of flexibility, and it creates direction without it being too rigid. It's a pathway to your future self that's waiting at the close of 2026. And at the end of 2026, there'll be a version of me and you standing at the threshold between the closing of 2026 and the opening up of 2027. I don't know what she will have accomplished. I don't know which experiments will have worked and which won't. I don't know what surprises the year will bring, whether there will be losses, joys or woes. I do know, though, that if we follow this system, if we stay curious and committed, if we keep returning to these experiments and allowing life to be enriched and flow through the structure that we've created, that my future self and your future self, she will be really glad. She will feel the satisfaction of promises you made to her and that you kept. And she'll have stories to tell, and she'll have evidence of her own capability and courage. And she will know that 2026 was not a year that happened to her, but a year she actively had shaped. And that's what I wish for you, that at the end of this year, your future self will meet you with gratitude and delight, and that you will have spent your days on things that matter to you, and that you'll have given yourself the gift of structure and the gift of freedom, the gift of commitment and the gift of playful magic and curiosity. So here's to 2026. Here's to systems, not targets. Here's to experiments, not goals. And here's to the future selves that's waiting for us at the end of this year, hoping we'll be brave enough to meet them at New Year's Eve 2026, having accomplished so much more. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.